Good morning to you, Gene. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing real good today.
Well, what's going on with you guys? I look on the Lansing State Journal. Tea Party fight may go to court. I look at the Detroit Free Press. Tea Party's fate likely up to the court. Detroit News, Tea Party dispute heading to court. And then I read this quote, which has got to be a shot at you, from John Pyrich. He's a lawyer for the challengers to the legitimacy of the Tea Party of Michigan. Opponents are trying to keep the party's candidates off the ballot because it's a plan to siphon votes from the Republican candidates. The Tea Party is a sham. How do you react to that?
Well, that particular comment is true. The Tea Party that he's talking about is a group of individuals who are attempting to place a political party called the Tea Party on the ballot for November. And obviously the fear is that by usurping or trying to take over the brand power that we've built with sweat and blood for the last 16 months or so, and then use that to siphon votes away from candidates that we in the real Tea Party would normally support, which obviously right now anyway, and in Michigan would be mainly Republican. That is the epitome of what the whole argument is about.
All right, so just to make folks clear, and that's what you and I are going to focus on a lot this morning, is there's a lot of different tea parties. You're with the Michigan Tea Party Alliance. Now, apparently, this other tea party that is trying to shake things up is supposedly, if I look by Dawson Bell, the writer for the Detroit Free Press, he calls it a mysterious tea party. What do you know about this party?
Well, it's not too mysterious at all. An individual named Mark Stefik filed the original papers. They had a convention where they drew up their list of candidates, a convention that, according to their attorney yesterday, was attended by three people. We don't know what closet it was in Michigan, but so it's one of the speakers at the hearing yesterday asked everyone in the audience of probably 100 or more that were a real Tea Party member to stand up. They all stood up, and they said, "Okay, if you were invited to the convention, please remain standing." Everybody sat down. So this group has never, and he admits he's never been to a Tea Party rally. He's never had any meetings. They don't have any organization except on paper. So it's pretty obvious, digging into it, that the whole movement is fraudulent. And the idea behind it is we have built up such a reputation America-wide of individuals, and the Alliance is just a group of 30 individual organizations, very loosely connected. But it's across America, and it's pretty obvious that if somebody saw that on the ballot, and they weren't a news junkie like most of us who are active in the tea parties, they would probably say, "Well, that's good. Those are good folks. I'm going to vote for them. Maybe I'll just vote straight ticket here." And in close races, the fear is, and I've been told, not, I don't know, but the fear is that it could take 2-4% of the vote away from obviously the GOP candidate. In most cases, some maybe from Democrat. But in many races, that could be enough to throw the election to the Democratic candidate. So it's pretty obvious from motivation anyway. The Democrats have motivation to do this.
So Mark Stefik?
Stefik.
Stefik is the person behind us with two or three other people. What's been said is that the Michigan Democrats are funneling money to this organization in order to take votes away from the Republican Party. Is there any evidence to that you know of?
No, none that we've been able to find so far. We've got an investigative reporter on the Kalamazoo Gazette down here in Kalamazoo that they got on it right away. Some of our people down here developed some leads by following the filing and so on through Secretary of State. She spent quite a bit of time, and the trail grows cold. So there's no way to do that. Now, what came up yesterday, Ruth Johnson, who is a clerk from County Clerk from Oakland County, came in and presented some evidence. An individual from Phoenix, they had to bill an individual from Phoenix because he had not filed. He was a candidate on the Tea Party's candidate list for November, and he had not filed a paper, so there was a fine of $30. He called in. He was very upset because he's not a candidate for anything. Nobody ever talked to me about it. So they got some affidavits from him and found out that he was never contacted, and that was a fraudulent entry on that list. And that list was signed by, and some of the paperwork was notarized by an individual who is a Democratic Party employee and operative in Oakland County. So then the trail got real hot.
Well, I tell you what, Gene, this is like a murder mystery here. Yeah. But you know what they say, the old saying, follow the money, and it'll usually lead you to where you're trying to get.
That's correct.
That is correct. So what are you going to do to separate yourself from this false Tea Party?
Well, I think there's a couple things. Number one is we've had, and we knew that we were aware of this last May when it first came up, and we were aware last January that the possibility existed because a similar thing is in process in Florida. So one of the things we did this summer, for instance, we had what we call the Liberty Fair. We rented a fairgrounds in Eden County, the Eden County Fairgrounds there, and had a big blowout to get just publicity out of who we are and what we are. Friday evening, we are having a gathering in Holt prior to the Republican convention. Again, we're going to emphasize that we are not a party. If for some reason this challenge does get through the courts and they do get on the ballot, we do have several plans involved, and one of them is involved as much as having people go to every voting precinct in the state and making sure we have signs and information that tell people not to vote for the Tea Party because it's not real. So hopefully we don't have to go to that extent, but we're prepared to do that.
Well, as we move forward here, we always hear the Tea Partiers labeled as a bunch of wackos who are really out in left field. But what I seem to be finding, Gene, is that it's a lot more mainstream folks, maybe with a little touch of libertarianism thrown in there, but folks who basically want government to run according to the Constitution. Am I right in that assessment?
Yeah, you hit it on the head of the last one. We first started up, we had, my idea was, look, you got any organization that has to read and exist. What's our mission and what are our principles? We assigned committees and we started, and some of them had some really strong arguments. But one of the things we came out with is we have to concentrate on the Constitution. If we get back to using the Constitution, that will solve a lot of our social problems also.
But what about the thought that the Constitution is outdated because it was a document that was produced many hundred years ago and it hasn't kept up with the times?
That's a good question, because many of us who studied, for some reason, about 3 years ago, I got very interested in Roman history. So I had read quite a bit about the end of the Roman Republic when Caesar crossed the Rubicon, and currently I'm reading a book or papers by Cicero. Interesting, they went through the same arguments that these people did 200 years ago. The people 200 years ago, of course, knew the same things that I've been reading. They reviewed all the republics, all of the democracies, and come up with this document, and it is timeless. It has ability to change it. It requires that you put an amendment to the Constitution, and it's difficult to do. So people don't like to do that. They like to take the easy way, and then they wonder why we have the mess that we have today.
And then, Gene, finally, who does the Michigan Tea Party Alliance support for governor?
We will find that out on Friday night. But right now, We're all Rick Snyder people. We were all split all over the place before, like a lot of other people. Rick Snyder's campaign team ran a very good campaign, and our investigation so far shows that he's probably a pretty good guy.
Nerds can win.
Yes, that's true. Matter of fact, they do run the world.
How many people are in the Michigan Tea Party Alliance?
Oh, that's a very difficult thing to depend on. I don't know. On the west side over here, we have probably 4,000 or so. That's all up and down the West Coast. There's two major groups here. I don't really know. In Oakland County and Wayne County, there's a lot. So I would guess, just a wild guess, 10,000 to 15,000 probably active.
All right, Gene, we're going to talk to you again on Thursday as we amp up for the Republican convention here.
Very good. Talk to you then.